I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about the sweet fragrance of Christ. We're going to be taking communion over this passage of scripture today, coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, where it says that God always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ. I think of it like a parade. You know, we're getting close to Passover, and we talked about the other day about how it says, after the day of Passover, the people of Israel marched triumphantly out of Egypt. They marched triumphantly or boldly, defiantly out of Egypt while the Egyptians were burying their dead. And this time of year always reminds me of this scripture where it talks about God always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ. But right after that, it says that we're, as he leads us in triumphal procession, in this parade, basically, that it spreads this sweet fragrance of Christ, of the knowledge of him. So we're going to be taking communion over this today, just receiving this promise from God, asking for wisdom and insight and revelation, and helping us to walk out this promise that he's given us here in Christ. But why are we taking communion every day? About 10 years ago, I was reading the book of Proverbs one morning, and Proverbs 13:22 just seemed to jump off the page at me. It says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that verse got me thinking, what's the most valuable thing that we can pass on to future generations? After some time of thinking about it and meditating on it, I came to the conclusion the most valuable thing we could pass on would be lessons or teaching or wisdom for how to truly live, how to walk out this life that God has given us. And so I made a commitment that day. I'm going to create a system. I'm going to create a program. I'm going to create systems and teaching and training for every area of life. And really, I had no clue where to start when I first got started. I was running my personal training gym business at the time, and life was just kind of all over the place. I needed some help in my own life. But I made the commitment, and God has been so faithful to just show up and teach me and train me. And over the course of about 10 years now, it's turned into courses and books and this whole program that we have now called the Abundant Life Blueprint. And out of everything that we do in the Abundant Life Blueprint, the most important thing I would want to pass on to my children's children would be daily communion. Daily communion. Daily communion is what I call the table turner for all of life, the number one table turner for all of life. It turns the tables. If you're facing situations that are tough, don't look good, communion has the ability to turn the tables. Helps us to remember him. Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It has the ability to just change the trajectory of our lives by taking communion regularly. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. So in a way, communion is like an activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. And it's this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, to pull that sacrifice, to pull his sacrifice into our mind and remembrance and imagination in our soul, and combine it with something practical and physical that we actually do in the taking of the cracker and the juice, to unite our entire spirit, soul, and physical body together. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every time we take communion, to take it with the fear of the Lord, with deep honor and reverence and respect and appreciation for the sacrifice of Jesus and all that he went through. And I think it's important we look at both sides of the cross. On one side, we look at all that he went through. He was pierced. He was bruised. He was crushed by God. It says he was smitten by God. It pleased God to crush him. All the cup of God's wrath was poured onto his body. Holes in his hand, crown of thorns on his head, spit on, hit. Also, that on the other side, we could be connected to God. We could be right and holy and perfect in his sight. We can have this covenant relationship with him. So I think it's important that we remember both sides. On one side, all that he went through. On the other side, all that his sacrifice made available for us. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture. Coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. Because the Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick and they die early because they don't examine or judge themselves. before taking communion. If you think about that for a minute, communion has the power to do that in the negative. I believe it also has the power to do the opposite if we take it the right way. It has the power to make us healthy and strong and give us long life. And then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical physical workout tips and advice. Because I truly believe physical exercise is a physical expression of exercising our faith. It teaches us how to receive this grace by faith and to experience God doing the work through us. And then once we understand how to do that, we can apply those same principles into all the other areas of our lives. So let's get started with our prayer. And then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I thank you that Jesus was smitten for us so that you could fight for us. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today and help us be sensitive to those opportunities. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. Here's what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? Because we have to have this eternal perspective with God. But our relationship with him has got to be brought down into today to impact the things that we do, the decisions that we make, the things that we're thinking about, the things that we're speaking, the actions that we're taking today. It's got to impact every area of our lives. That's where we talk about executing these four fundamentals and bringing some presence and some energy and some fun into these fundamentals today. If we're going to become masters of making today a masterpiece, it's all about mastering the fundamentals. Masters of anything or masters of the fundamentals. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light today. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. And when we're in the light, we take our position. It helps us to be able to receive all that God has for us. He's pouring things out to us, but we have to be in position to receive from him. Think about a quarterback and a receiver in the sport of football. When the receiver runs the wrong way and the quarterback throws the ball over here, he's not in position to receive. So to get in position today, we're going to start with humility. And remember, this has to happen every single day. We got to keep redoing this every single day. We're going to humble ourselves in relationship to God, humble ourselves in relationship to people. Because it's the humble who are given grace. It's the humble who are exalted and promoted. And we're going to receive this forgiveness from God. We're going to let it flow through ourselves. We're going to stop beating ourselves up, condemning ourselves, putting excess pressure on ourselves. And we're going to let that flow through us to other people, giving them the same love and grace and forgiveness that God has given us. And we're going to take our position in love today, kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best, keeping no records of wrongs, delighting in the truth, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. And we're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. Gratitude and praise, I think of it one of the greatest expressions of faith, and it's one of the easiest ways to just stay in position all day long. Just stay positioned in gratitude and praise. And when we take our position, we're stepping into Christ. And God has taken everything that he has, and he gave it all to Jesus. And we have this amazing opportunity that we get to be in him today. And we have to learn how to receive this from him by getting in position. And then we're going to start to get it flowing through us out into the world, where we see the fruit or the result of it. But what's in the life? God's spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy, his mind and wisdom, his kingdom, his purpose, his health and energy, his time and finances. It's all available to be received and get it flowing through us today. So our first step is to get in position. And then we're going to start to magnify the light, to turn up the brightness of this where more and more can flow through it. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. And we're going to expand the capacity where more and more of this can flow through us. It also helps us to get hearts that understand, to get this new covenant established in our hearts. We'll become more fixed and consistent and steadfast when life starts throwing stuff at us every day. And to magnify the light, it's all about what we focus on. Where's our focus and attention? Because the more you focus on something, the more you think about it and roll it over in your mind, the more it begins to expand, the more it grows bigger in your mind. I think of it as meditation. When I think of it as meditation, I think of constant repetition. So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word. Be thinking about it and talking about it, rolling it over on the inside. We can magnify God's unfailing love and his faithfulness, his mighty works that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. We've got peace with God. We've got his blessing and favor on our lives. He eagerly desires to help us. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. We've got this treasure in jars of clay. And just stay focused on all the things that are going well. Looking back at how far God has already brought us, all that he's already done in our lives. Because what he started, he's going to finish. He's going to see it through to completion. He's going to sustain it by the power of his word. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's choosing to bring those issues and problems into the light. And we're going to magnify God as bigger than those issues and problems. Rather than magnifying the size of the issue and just meditating on it and toiling away, letting that problem roll around in our mind over and over again, we're going to bring it to God. We're going to give it to him. We're going to magnify him as bigger instead. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. He gives us free will. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, bitterness, unforgiveness, venting, complaining, pouting, and just toiling away in our minds, trying to figure it all out, rolling those problems over and over in our minds, rather than resting and trusting in God. And that's where we got to learn to recognize the symptoms. When we're out of position or we're magnifying the wrong things, might be the tendency to retaliate at people, to snap at people. Maybe we withhold good things that we know to do because someone did something we didn't like. We might avoid them or give them the silent treatment. And none of those are the way of unconditional love and grace. On the inside, you'll feel this heaviness and weight and pressure like it's all sitting on you. Might have feelings of hopelessness or helplessness or powerlessness. Like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another big symptom of this. Think of it like a black hole. It just sucks the energy right out of you. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry. We're toiling away in our mind. There's this torment in our mind. Because the more you magnify those issues and problems, the more they grow on the inside. Then there's confusion about which steps to take, which direction to go. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. There's this fullness and completeness in him. And when we rest, God goes to work. When we rest, he goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless because his peace and joy and love and energy, mind and wisdom, it all just begins to flow through us. And now all of a sudden, we've got hope in any and every situation because we've got God with us. And he begins to go to work. He begins to beautify our lives. He begins to set us free. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. That if we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it back around, get right back in position again. Because every day life's throwing stuff at us to try to knock us out of position, to try to get us to magnify the wrong things. And sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we get off track. And if that's ever the case, it's learning to recognize those symptoms and turn it back around quickly. This is a skill set that we can develop. How do we do it? We start with humility. Father, forgive me. I'm off track right now. We receive that forgiveness from him. We forgive ourselves in the middle. If we need to reconcile with any other people, we take those steps. Then we just start praising and thanking him for his grace and his goodness and his love. And that what he put within us is more than enough to handle whatever is coming our way today. And I like to pray this very simple prayer. Father, thank you that what you put in me is more than enough to handle whatever's coming at me with beauty and poise and grace. Help me to tap into that and cultivate it at a greater level. And you'll pray that simple prayer. You'll feel that weight lift off you on the inside. You'll feel the peace and the joy and the love and the energy just begin to wash over you. And then our third fundamental, we got to stay tuned in the day. Every day God's trying to lead us and teach us and train us, but we got to stay tuned into him. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. We've been talking lately about putting some filters at the top of our journal. These are just short phrases. Really, they're decisions or commitments that we're making to a new standard in our life. And that one big decision helps us filter all the little decisions and the things that we do throughout the day. So, for example, you might write a short phrase at the top of your journal every night that says, God is working continually for my good. And I'm going to do continually good for others. And now when we're tempted to worry, we've got that filter that says, wait a minute, God's working for me. When I'm tempted to get upset with other people, to retaliate or give them the silent treatment, I've got that reminder. I'm going to do continually good for them, just like God's doing for me. Helps us to filter our day. And then I like to start my journal with gratitude and praise to get in position. And then magnify. What went well today? What are all the ways I saw God showing up? Because the more you magnify them, the more they're going to grow, the more of them you're going to see. And then I like to ask this question, God, what were you trying to show me today? And just get still and listen and reflect back over the day. Whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write those things down. It's important to get it out of our heads and onto the paper because it helps us to remember and not forget. And then we got to stay tuned into him as we go throughout the day because he's trying to navigate us through the day. If you ever feel like you're losing that connection, just take a minute or two. Slow down, get connected to him, get aware of his presence with you. I like to focus on that fullness that's in him. Think of it like plugging in a phone. We're getting charged up or powered up in him again. And then the final thing I like to do in my journal is to plan out the upcoming day with God. And I've learned to stick with, what do I know to do today? Because I learned sometimes I was getting ahead of God. I was toiling away in my mind, trying to figure everything out, trying to force things to happen, taking action on things that I didn't quite know what to do just yet. And I was getting out ahead of him. On the other side, sometimes I was procrastinating on things that I knew to do. And I was getting behind him. So I've learned to stick with, what do I know to do today? That becomes the plan for the day. And then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. First thing in the morning, we're going to get connected with him and his word. We're going to start praising and magnifying him. And then we're going to start walking out that plan together in partnership with him, with a willing heart and a good attitude, full confidence in him. Just that simple childlike faith where all that doubt and unbelief is removed. Just confident that God's with us every step of the way. And when we get to that place of the confident faith, his grace just begins to surge through us. He begins to go to work. He begins to beautify our lives. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything that God has for us into our lives. So let's take a look at the scripture today. The sweet fragrance of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Verses 14 through 16, this is the Amplified version today. says, but thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ. He always causes us to triumph. And through us spreads and makes evident everywhere the sweet fragrance of the knowledge of him. For we are the sweet fragrance of Christ, which ascends to God, discernible both among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the latter, one of them were an aroma of death, an aroma from death to death, a fatal, offensive odor. But to the other, an aroma from life to life, a vital fragrance, living and fresh. I just read an article about this last night. Saw someone posted an article, and I enjoyed the article that they wrote. They were talking about, you think about a smell, a fragrance. It's not something you can see, but it's something that you can sense. You can smell it, but you can't see it. So sometimes when they can't see God working through us, there's a smell to it. There's a smell. We talk about there's a smell of victory. There's a smell of victory or the smell of defeat. There's a smell of victory. There's a fragrance to it. There's a reason why we have a saying for that. When God causes us to triumph, it spreads and makes evident everywhere the sweet fragrance of the knowledge of him. So we're going to take communion over this. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for these scriptures and these promises that you've given us. We thank you that you always cause us to triumph. I'm asking for wisdom and insight and revelation and understanding of these verses today. Asking for you to help us to walk in these verses at a higher level, to know how to practically apply them in our lives. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's take a moment just to remember all that he went through. Nails in his hands, his feet, crown of thorns on his head. He was spit on. He was crushed. He was bruised, whipped. By his stripes, we've been healed, pierced on his side. Also on the other side, our sins can be forgiven. We can be right and holy and perfect in God's sight. We can approach him with freedom and confidence. We've got this new covenant with him, this personal relationship with him. And remembering both sides of that. Father, we thank you for this bread. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's the forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Can have this covenant relationship with God, this personal relationship with him. That's what it's all about. So, Father, we thank you for this cup. And for this, that you always cause us to triumph. And you spread through us the sweet fragrance of the knowledge of him, the sweet fragrance of Christ. We ask you to bless this cup in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right, let's talk about some health and fitness stuff. So today I want to go back to the basics just a little bit of the approach that we're taking in our workouts. So if you have our daily communion workouts, if you don't have the workouts, if you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, if you get on our email list there, anywhere on the website, when you get the daily communion emails, there'll be a workout attached to them. And right in the beginning, we talk about taking a different approach to our fitness, where we're practicing exercising our faith to get this grace flowing through us. And one of the shortcuts I've found to do this whole thing is to focus on making it beautiful. Because God's the source of beauty. if you'll make your exercise beautiful. So think about the opposite. You see these pictures of people working out, grinding away, efforting their way through, making all these faces and barely eking out another rep. That's kind of the opposite. They're doing it out of their own strength rather than God's. Let's make it beautiful. Focus on connecting with Him. Let's coordinate our movement and our breath. Allow God to lead the movement. Focus on making it beautiful and graceful. And I believe when you do it this way, you're going to experience, it's not going to be instant results, but it's going to be amazing results over the course of time. Give it some time. Give it the grace of extended time. And you're going to see some beautiful results coming through. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.